Okay, we are now recording. Welcome to the November 6th, 2019 Hyperledger Quilt Community Call. I'm not screen sharing, but I am putting a link to the meeting notes for this call, and on there you will find the Hyperledger Antitrust Notice and the Code of Conduct. Please reference those for more details. In terms of agenda today, I posted the agenda in the on this meeting notes page and also in the various announcements for the meeting. So roughly we're going to do introductions, but I see, Selena, we were just talking that we all know each other on the call, and we sort of did intros last call. So we're going to skip that and then go right to PRs. Sudish had one PR that was merged this morning. And then I was just talking about how there are some 1.1 issues for like a quilt 1.1, but they're mostly related to Stream. And the Spring team at least is currently working on a Java connector, which is outside of Quilt. And once we kind of get more learnings from that project, I'm sure we'll have more updates to the Stream sender receiver inside of Quilt. So more to come there, but for now there's some good first issues for people that want to kind of get started. But there might be some, like we'll be paying attention, the Spring team at least, but we probably won't have anything formally committed in the next 2 weeks. So oh yes, if you're on the call, please go in and update the attendees. I see Sudish just did that. I'll leave room for like other discussion, but we should also go through the discussion items from the last meeting. So we did get our blogs out announcing Quilt 1.0. So you can find that on the Hyperledger blog, which is great. And thanks, Salona, and everyone else that was involved with that for getting that across the finish line. I think it's nice to see some PR and like noise, if you will, around Quilt. So hopefully that at least helps get Quilt on the radar of other projects and anyone else kind of monitoring Hyperledger. So I'm just going through the action items on the from last week. And let's see, I did do a bunch of updating on the Quilt Wiki. The CI badge took care of that. Worked with Rye a little bit to get the Slack bot working. So it looked like on that would be so that when we communicate on Slack, that echoes back to Rocket Chat and vice versa. I feel like Rye, for whatever reason, was seeing the Interledger Slack messages coming back to his, like directly to his user on Rocket Chat. So I think he has maybe just some more investigation there. And he was going to restart the Rocket Chat server and see if that helps. So that should be like kind of all set up. It's just, I think, kind of making it work inside of Rocket Chat. So kind of pending Rye.
So Rye is in Singapore at the moment. If you could make sure to ping him on the chat about the fact that it's not going back and forth. That's why I did a couple posting of the things to sit there and see if it was reflecting back and forth. But I guess, did my post show up in y'all's in Slack?
I didn't see anything, but I also didn't see anything in Rocket Chat either. So where did you post?
On the 4th, I posted like a smiley face, and I posted some other,
I see.
So then I just sent you a test.
Yeah, I don't see anything syncing back. And also I posted in the Slack this morning, and it did come back. So
okay,
I will just bug Rye.
Okay, yeah, bug him. I just realized that he's going to be off sync time zone wise. So don't expect replies for him until nighttime.
So. Sure. Just making it up to him quick. I think the only other action item was maybe changing the meeting time. So I think, Sudish, that's really probably sort of in your court. Like, I'm happy to change the time. This is sort of a random time for us, and it would work to meet later as well. So if you have thoughts now, happy to hear them. Otherwise, maybe just keep that in mind. If you ever want the time to change, just let us know. Oh, great. I see your chat message that this time works since we moved out of daily savings. So cool. All right. I think that's it for me. We could loosely talk about some of the Java connector stuff that we're working on, if anyone would find that helpful. But otherwise, that's all we have on the agenda. Is there anything else anyone wants to chat about?
One thing that I would like to point out is the weirdness that happened on the versioning portions. And I think that's also due to some different definitions. And I'm working with the TSA on that. TSC on that, and that they approved some 1.0 documentation, some requirements for going 1.0, which they did on evidently September 24th, but they didn't reflect it on the wiki or within any of the documentation. So one of the things I have to do is go through and make sure that it is reflected on the wiki and in the documentation.
Okay.
And so that was like one thing that happened. I think it's because they assume a versioning system that's different from y'all's versioning system, where they think 1.0 means production.
Yeah.
And it doesn't. So there might be something to do in regards to talking to the TSC about that, to sit there and say, well, I know that normally y'all think this, but we're actually at version 28. So it doesn't, you know, and sit there and get some input in regards to the versioning system that they're doing and the requirements that they're adding to it.
Yeah.
And having a conversation with them about that. So.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be really helpful. I think a couple of thoughts there. One would be, I think Quilt, because the Interledger protocol is still, in some ways being iterated on, in my mind, it makes sense to keep Quilt as like an incubation project, even though we're at 1.0. So that would be like one question as well. Like if the 1.0 maybe doesn't quite mean it's like locked and loaded and never going to change and whatever, like maybe that could be softened as well.
Yeah. And so I would like bring some of that up to them. The other thing that I also misunderstood is, I thought that when you were saying that it was a 1.0, that it was matching all the basic ILP specs. And so that's why it was being called 1.0, is to sit there and show that it has that continuity. Mm. But evidently that's not true.
Yeah.
So I have to figure out how to communicate to them better the fact that it doesn't, it isn't production ready. And that's not what you're trying to tell people with the 1.0. You're just trying to sit there and say that it's feature complete now, because for a while I know that there are some major things that we're missing.
Yeah.
And so, talking through that with them, I think could be constructive, because I don't think that they actually, when they sat there and made up a bunch of the rules, I don't think that they always thought of all the edge cases that were happening and why they were happening.
Yeah.
So, communicating with them would be the best path forward in regards to that.
Okay. And do you think that would just be like getting on the agenda at one of the TSCs, or is there some other way? Okay.
Yeah. So what I would do is I would message Arno on chat and sit there and say that y'all wanted to come in and talk, and if you could be probably not on the TSC meeting tomorrow, but next week, and sit there and say that you were having issues with, you know, some of these pieces, and could we talk about it, and yada, yada, yada.
Sure.
Would probably be a good thing to go in and do.
Okay.
But that's pretty much all I think I've got.
Okay.
Does anybody else have any other questions for me? Since I know y'all have been watching this all go down.
Yeah. I mean, I think it... There was.
I think the wiki page looks great now.
Oh, great, great! Good, glad to hear it. I feel like we kind of reached a decent sort of, not endpoint, but midpoint or whatever. So we got the blog out, and I think we'll work towards maybe that March timeframe. Which hopefully gives everyone like time to kind of cross all the T's and dot their I's and stuff. So
totally.
Cool. Sudish, peering documentation. That is a great question, Sudish. So I'm going to put a link to the Java connector documentation in chat here. In terms of documentation, this is probably the most developed. But only because it's work in progress also. So if you look here, this is a tutorial that I wrote for peering. Really it's two connectors, but it could be any two nodes on the Intralledger. So this will use ILP over HTTP, which is defined in Quilt and implemented in Quilt. So we're using that. We're using Quilt in the Java connector. And it'd be great to have you read through that. And if you have like edits or whatever, you can actually file bugs on this documentation. Like at the top right, there's an edit on GitHub button. So you can technically edit in Markdown, but it's less elegant. So I would say if you find issues, probably. If they're super simple, you can always just make a typo change, like you can make with PR in this project. Oh, great. Okay. You should be able to get a personal network. I think the tutorial will show you, like, if you're running two Java connectors. Or a REST connector locally, but you can also go to the Spring testnet, ping your credentials there, and then you can have like a Java connector. It used to be the case that you could have a Java connector running locally paired with a REST connector. Neil's actually in flight on some changes to make that work because the REST connector has changed a little bit since I wrote that tutorial, and so the authentication doesn't quite work right. So I think we'll have a PR in the Java connector this week, I'm guessing, that will sort of make the Rust and the Java work together. But that tutorial is more geared to like two Java connectors. So for what that's worth, but feel free to reach out, Slack or RocketChat or wherever if you have issues or you notice things that don't work. I'm guessing you will notice things that don't work because that tutorial is about 2 months old and both implementations have moved quite a bit beyond that. So happy to make edits. All right. Anything else before we sign off? I'll update the meeting notes. Yeah, sure, video.
I had a question. I'm sorry, a blog? I don't see that on the meeting notes, or where would I look for this blog?
Oh, sorry, you cut out. Are you looking for the Quilt blog post, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll put a link into the chat, and then also throw it on the notes.
All right, great. Thank you.
I'd probably also go and figure out a way to put it near the top of the wiki too. So that way people know to go check that out from there.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, there in the chat, there's a link to the blog post.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yep, and I'll update the wiki with that too.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Cool. Well, unless anyone else has anything they want to talk about, we can stop it there. We will come back in 2 weeks as well, and do this again. So I'll try and get an announcement just to jog people's memory earlier than like the day before. So sorry, this was a little bit late notice. But again, if there's anything you want to talk about Quilt, but we can also talk about Interledger more broadly, or the Java connector as well. So with that, we will talk to you all next, or in 2 weeks. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.